Leone, beginning with Attorney General Joseph Fitzgerald Kamara.
My reaction is that government retains the same position, that the ECOWAS court do not have jurisdiction on the subject matter after our Supreme Court has delivered a judgment upon that issue.
So are you saying that you will therefore not respect what they have asked for?
On the issue of salaries and emoluments, which are his entitlements, there's a procedure for that under our laws, and he can avail himself with those procedures. But definitely with regards to other aspects of the judgment, our position remains the same, that we do not accept that and we do not recognize it.
You had initially told me that you would make a representation. In your words, you would defend the action of the president to sack his vice president in the air and on land. Why did you have a change of heart?
It was not a change of heart because the position was clear. It was defended before our courts of law. And when you look at the ECOWAS protocol and the ECOWAS legislations, clearly they do not have jurisdiction. So that is why we did not participate in those proceedings.
The ruling is a default one because Sierra Leone did not make a representation in court. ECOWAS court rulings are not legally binding, but they can be an albatross around the neck of a government that does not respect them and serve as a source of embarrassment. Many I met on the streets of Freetown said they were not surprised by the ruling, and none of them